Yesterday on the show, we heard from Will Humble, executive director of the Arizona Public Health Association, about the discrepancy in COVID-19 vaccinations. Essentially, he said the data from Maricopa County show a discrepancy between residents who live in high-income zip codes and those who live in lower-income ones, with more of the former getting shots than the latter. Today, we hear from Rodrigo San Martin. He is CEO of Clinica La Familia, which operates 7 locations around the valley and has been offering the vaccine since December. My co-host Mark Brody spoke with San Martin and asked if his facilities are as busy as other vaccine locations seem to be.
Oh, yeah. We've been vaccinating anywhere between 1,400 people a week to 1,600. Our phones have been nonstop ringing, people trying to make appointments. We do create a waiting list because a lot of people do not qualify yet for the vaccine. They're not part of the group that we're vaccinating right now. So to make it easy on everyone, we created a waiting list. So when their time comes, we'll give them a call and schedule an appointment.
Are you finding that the people who are coming in, or even the people maybe on your wait list, are the types of patients that you would normally see, like folks that you're familiar with?
No. And we open this to everyone. You don't have to be a patient of ours to get the vaccine. We're vaccinating everyone.
So how are you trying to get the word out? Like, how are you telling people that this is an option and that you are a place where people can go?
We are running ads on Facebook, like social media, Instagram, also on the state's website. We are listed as one of the vaccination, locations that they that they're working with.
There has been a lot of talk over the past several days since Maricopa County started publicly releasing data about who is getting the vaccine. And one of the big criticisms is that there are disproportionate numbers of people getting the vaccine who are, upper income and white. And I'm wondering, first off, what you make of the data and if it sort of jives with what you're seeing at your clinic.
You know what? We have seen everyone, every ethnicity coming in and getting the vaccine. At the end of the day, I think it comes down to education more than anything. Some people said that, because they have internet access or because they have a computer access or because of this or because of that. You know what? I mean, for example, here, you can make appointments over the phone and also you can do them online. So if you don't have a computer, if you don't have internet access, you can definitely give us a call and we'll be more than happy to schedule an appointment. Yes, our phone lines are very busy at the moment because a lot of people is trying to make an appointment, but there's a lot of ways that you can get in contact with us, even text message. So yeah, I see some people making those remarks about the state, saying that people, the more the wealthier have access to it. I don't know about that, to be honest. I think everybody has a chance to make an appointment. And also, there's a lot of things that go in between. And we have seen it with our own patients. A lot of people, the elderly especially, they don't have someone to help them. And sometimes they don't know how to use a smartphone. They don't know how to navigate the internet. That's why I think it's very important to keep phone lines open so people can make appointments.
Are you finding that you are getting a lot of phone calls, folks who maybe can't get text messages or don't have internet access?
Yes, we do. We do, especially the elderly. Like I was saying before, they feel more comfortable talking to someone and making that phone call rather than using the internet.
So I'm just curious because it sounds a little bit, and please correct me if I'm wrong about this, that it sounds like maybe you don't necessarily buy into the narrative that, lower income folks, people of color are having trouble getting the vaccine. Am I right to say that you don't necessarily believe that?
It's not that I don't believe it. The thing is that we have vaccinated so many people from different groups. We've seen it coming through. Like I said it before, we have seen Hispanics, and all other ethnicities that have come through to our office and get the vaccine. So that's why, I have seen a mix of everyone here. Then that's why I can just speak for myself seeing it here, that I don't see a majority of group getting the vaccine. Especially, by the name, you will say that's a Hispanic clinic. And that's why, like we said it before, we are open to everyone who qualifies to get the vaccine now. You don't have to be a patient. So that's why we have seen a lot of people coming through from different groups getting the vaccine.
Are you finding vaccine hesitancy among any of the groups that you serve? Like, are there folks that maybe you reach out to or that you interact with that are eligible for the vaccine but are just not that interested in getting it?
Oh, yeah. A lot of times we have found people that don't believe in the vaccine. They still don't believe in COVID. They don't think it's real. And I tell them, you know, I mean, this is real. It's happening. And a lot of people says, oh, you know what? I'm young. I don't need it. You know, I tell them, okay, because they tell me it's a new vaccine. We don't know the side effects. Yeah, you're right. It's something new. Basically, you know, we don't know exactly about the side effects yet, but I put it on this perspective. So, for example, myself, I told them, okay, I got the vaccine. So my thought was, okay, so what do I want to do? Deal with the side effects from the vaccine or just taking a chance and dealing with COVID, and I don't know how my body's going to react to it.
Have you had any luck changing people's minds?
Yeah, I have. When sometimes they see it from my perspective, or you know, I'm presenting it to them, they're like, yeah, you know what? I think you're right. I mean, we don't know. I mean, it can be fatal if I get COVID and, you know, I end up dying from it. Some people say, you know what? You're right. I will get it. I would rather deal with the side effects from the vaccine than from COVID. Not in a large number, but I've been able to help some people to get a clear understanding.
All right. That is Rodrigo San Martin, CEO of Clínica La Familia. Rodrigo, nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.